All right, everyone, welcome back to the 411 on 778. And here is the February monthly meeting recap. The meeting was called to order at 9:30 a.m. by Vice President Mark Knapp. The membership recited the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence. There was a roll call of officers. All veterans were recognized. The new member reinstatements and withdrawals were all accepted as read. The minutes of the January Lodge meeting were read and accepted. The minutes of the February Executive Board meeting were read. Visitors were welcomed. A financial report was given and accepted as read. A motion was made and approved to purchase advertisements in the Labor Beacon. And the Labor Beacon is a longtime Kansas City newspaper that reports on all issues and activities in the labor community. A motion was made and approved to donate to the IAM Scholarship Fund. And the IAM Scholarship Fund is a separate of the EBS College Benefit Program. For more information on either program, please contact the local lodge or visit www.lodge778.org or www.goiam.org. A motion was made and approved to pay affiliation and registration fees for Missouri State Council of Machinists. Our delegates this year are DBR Scott Brown and Secretary Treasurer April Major. A motion was made and approved to pay lost time for newly elected stewards attending training at the local. The steward training will be held March 5th, 2024. A motion was made and approved for lunch for stewards training. A motion was made and approved to be a gold sponsor for the Buddy Bass Tournament and sponsor up to four boats for members in good standing. So this is open to any local lodge 778 members in good standing. If you're into fishing, if you want to fish a bass tournament, which I've done several times, it's a lot of fun, we're sponsoring up to four boats. So that pays for your entry fee as well as big bass. You still have to pay your way down there and you got to pay for your own lodging, but the entrance fee is covered since we're sponsoring part of the event. Business Rep Scott Brown gave his report. Business Rep Landon Miner gave his report. The bylaw submissions were read, and there are initiative positions at the lodge to raise minimum wage and required paid sick time. If you wish to sign, please contact April Major. Community service, we made breakfast casseroles. They went over really good. And for March, we are actually going to do the same as last March, and that was corned beef and cabbage. And that was very popular. I'd never had it before, and honestly, it was really good, one of the best things we've made. But that's going to be in March. The meeting was adjourned at 10:28 a.m. All right, so March meeting is the second reading of the bylaws, discussion, and the voting on proposed bylaw changes. So make sure you show up March 9th. The 9 o'clock is when the stewards meeting starts, and 9:30 is when the regular meeting starts. So please show up for that. And there will also be a Honeywell meeting after that meeting.